This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up in about 3 months, it's going to be 29 years I've been on air. And it's all about the people. It's all about humanity. It's all about resistance. And it's so empowering and so amazing. We have a guest host that's about to take over. But I got to tell you, just quite frankly, to listeners before Jay Dyer takes over, that I am extremely proud to be on air with you here today. And I'm extremely blessed to be here with you. And we are, the way God's always had this work, like the widow's mite. We are always right on the edge of destruction. And that's how God shows us that God's in charge. But God works through you. So I want to ask all of you today, whether it was the Steve Bannon interview that was unbelievably powerful, or the Andrew Tate information that was incredibly important, or whether it was Andrew Wakefield that is about the very destiny and essence of human life on this planet, the only way these emergency messages, these SOS transmissions get out is you. And I believe in you. I know you're incredible. I know you took us here. I don't sit and look in the mirror and go, Alex Jones, you're this incredible person. I go, man, I got to fight harder. And God's watching me. And thank God for my listeners. And that's why when listeners call in and say, oh, Alex, you're so great. Oh, you're so wonderful. I love you so much. I just say, shut up. You love freedom. I love freedom. We're together. I need you. You need me, like a life raft in the middle of the ocean. It's not about thanking each other. That's not bad. I get it. I love you. You love me. We are literally in a war. This isn't about being heroes, and it's not about how cool we are. It's about, damn it, we are powerful together. That's why I hate them brainwashing and financing black supremacists all over the country, just machine-gunning white people. And as a white person, yeah, I don't like that, but I don't like black people being machine-gunned or killed with their babies. We're all together, and this is BS. This is a lie. It's a lie. And I believe in you. We've got to beat these people. We've got to get wise to what they're doing. So God always keeps me in this position. And I'm not going to attack God. I love God, but it is frustrating. Someone's like, God, why do you always keep me right on the edge of being shut down? Why do you always keep me right on the edge of not being on air? And God's like, because that keeps your ass on your toes, boy. That's why. It's only when you're in your ass kicked that you're strong. So I get God's plan. I'm not bitching about it. I get it. But man, I'd like to at least have 10% in the gas tank. Like, I'd like to be just a little above E instead of always on E. Like, the other day I was driving around after work, and I realized, my gosh, I'm way below E. I'm about to run out because I know my car. It runs out after it gets down there. I was, like, hurrying to a gas station. I'm like, okay, God, can I just be a little above E all the time? But the way the universe works, God goes, no, you're below E, bitch. Because you're going to know right when it's all getting shut down, I do it again. God, that's how God works. It's just, I love God. I appreciate God. Keeps me on my toes. But we need your word of mouth. We need you to share the articles and videos. We need you to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, the new Super Greens product. All of it, 50 to 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for what you've done. And we've come so far together, but now we need the funds. Man, I'm not bitching, but God almighty, I spend 3, 4, 5 hours a day just trying to raise money. And I want to be cutting reports, making films, writing books. And I'm not bitching. It's all part of God's plan. But darn it, it makes me mad. I'm not mad at God, but I'm just like, man, I'm spending all day trying to get money to keep the satellite uplink, this $20,000 a month up, and the $200,000 a month of bandwidth and all this. So just please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these amazing products, because I got big work to do, but I need your support. I can't do it without you. We'll be right back with Jay Dyer straight ahead.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I'm glad to be back on this fourth hour. I uncovered some really fascinating things that back up a lot of the research that I've done in the last couple of years, and that ties in very closely with the death of the Queen. And one of the books that I want to talk about that is kind of a forgotten text was back in 1981, there was a futurist book that included sort of an anthology of a bunch of the global elite writers, everybody from Carl Rogers to Jonas Salk to Tim Leary to Marilyn Ferguson to many, many others, Barbara Marx Hubbard, all of whom were pushing the global elite ideas back in 1981 at that agent of change level, right? The culture pusher types of people. And one of the fascinating chapters in this book, again, in 1981, which I did mention, I think, some years back, was by Willis Harmon, who was one of the co-publishers of another famous elite text, the Stanford Research Institute, Changing Images of Man. He wrote a famous piece in this book called Millennium, and Millennium was about where we would be by our day, right, where we are right now. And this chapter is about what work would be like in the future, and this is another one of those key texts for demonstrating that the writings of the elite themselves had planned the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and maybe even 100 years into the future as best they could, right? It doesn't mean that necessarily it will happen, but from their vantage point, that's where they intend to take things. So Willis Harmon, the white paper author, wrote a paper in this about what work would be like in the future. And one of the things he talks about is a term that you hear David Attenborough used to say all the time.
Well, of course, we've got the extra people. What are we going to do with all the extra people? The extra people run about the world like little ants in an ant colony. Perhaps we need to stamp them out.
Literally, that's what David Attenborough, as you guys know, probably good friend of Prince Charles, who recently passed away as well, talked about the extra people. And the extra people are those who are not essential workers. So this idea of essential and non-essential workers actually goes back to the 70s and 80s with the acceptance of various austerity doctrines on the part of the elite. Now, that had been kind of policy for a long time in the Anglo-American establishment at higher levels. It had been the running program of the British Empire for hundreds of years, right? At least going back to perhaps even the Elizabethan period, which I'm going to show you some interesting things that goes into the mythology of the British Empire when we look at Edmund Spencer. All the way back to the Fairy Queen and Queen Elizabeth and her esoteric ideas about herself and the empire. But if we fast forward to the 70s and 80s, you have the acceptance of State Department Memorandum 200, the Kissinger document, which deals with depopulation. You have the acceptance in 1969 or 70 of the Bernard Berylson Jaffe Memo, which if you look up the Jaffe Memo, it deals with the introduction of the principles of the 60s sexual counterculture revolution into mass society. So they're actually saying that what's going on in the counterculture revolution should be promoted on a mass scale to all of the West. Why? Obviously for the purpose of discouraging population production. reducing the number, getting it down to ZPG, and then eventually negative growth rates. So back to this Willis Harmon paper, after discussing the extra people, or what he calls the pointless people, he says that we're going to have to come up with different ideas to structure the way that we see work. And in the dystopia, in the technocratic era, it will be a tiered system where there's essential and non-essential workers. So they already had essential and non-essential worker graphed out back in the 70s and early 80s. This is a 1981 text. Again, people hit me up asking me, well, where's that book? All the time. I don't know if it's still in print. It's probably not. I had it recommended to me by a really in-depth researcher, and I just happened to get one of the last copies. And every time I talk about these global elite texts, they go up hundreds of dollars on Amazon. You can't get them anymore because most of these are actually out of print. Well, he goes on to talk about the structure of the American economy in different periods of big change, right? So from the Industrial Revolution and then to the Depression and then to the modernization of the American economy. He says that the consumer model was done by design. So transitioning America from a, and the West, from a production-based economy to a consumerist-based economy was by design, and the introduction of the Great Society and the giant massive welfare programs were by design. And thus you can see a pattern, for example, this is my commentary, not Harmon, in the way that the government, Big Daddy government, treated the first American Indians, giving them reservations and giving them welfare as a way not to help them, but to control. Then you see that same model applied to the black community to control them. Now that model, which was done on those two groups, is now being done on everybody in the West. So this is a studied, researched warfare plan intent on restructuring all of modern society, not just America, not just the West, but the entire globe. That's why you saw in the last 2 years of the CUFID crisis, all of these programs and policies were global now. Oh, you have elected officials? Doesn't matter. Now you listen to the UN. Now you listen to the CDC. Now they tell you everything. CDC listens to the UN. They listen to the Rockefeller Foundation and Gil Bates Foundation, right? And that's for the whole world. Showing that the structure for a proto-global government is already in place, and that was set up out of the 20th century's wars and the Cold War. That was the whole point of those two world wars and the Cold War, according to Dr. Quigley, was the resurrection of the dead Pax Britannia and the now dying Pax Americana into its third snakeskin shedding manifestation of the global order, the technocratic Great Reset order. Now, Harmon goes on in this essay to discuss the halting of growth. He says that in the future, growth will have to stop in terms of the economy. We can't have boomers and the boomer mindset of ever expanding growth. That has to be done away with. Again, remember, even though they admit and take credit for the American economy exploding and the baby boom, right? They say, oh, this was actually done by design for one phase. Then we will demonize and guilt trip everybody for consumerism, which was sold from the top down. Right. The idea of deindustrialization was so that you could have a service economy and consumerism. Now you're told that consumerism and service economy is evil, bad, destroying the planet. But that's all a lie. It's all a ruse to transition everybody into, on the basis of a mass guilt trip, a Malthusian technocracy. So he says that we're going to have to understand that growth will be slowed, and in the future, automatization will replace workers. There won't be human workers. I just saw the other day video clips of now in fruit fields, there's no longer human workers. That's now done by robots. Fast food is transitioning now to you just order from a robot. Going into grocery stores and even convenience stores now, it's all self-checkout, so there's not going to be checkout people anymore. And this is under the guise of, number one, they'll say, well, it's ease and efficiency, right? That's what everything is sold as. It saves energy. It's more efficient, which there might be some truth to those things. But then the payoff is even worse, because now what happens is we have all of these extra people, according to the elites, according to David Attenborough, right, World Wildlife Foundation, all of Prince Charles's groups, all of these Royal Society created groups. And by the way, Harmon wrote and worked with the Royal Society, so keep that in mind. He says that what we're going to have is a post-industrial society based around austerity and shared circular borrowing. So when you hear people at TED Talks like Ida Auken, promoted by Klaus, the World Economic Forum, when they talk about a circular economy, they're talking about you not owning anything. You will own nothing and you'll be happy.
The circular economy. You will own nothing. You will have to share the whitey tighties, the underwear across your entire neighborhood. There will be one pair. You will share it. It will become dingy brown and you will have to share it anyway.
That's what Klaus says. Literally. About his whitey tighties. Not really. He says that you will have a circular economy. He says that you already have the Uber. You have the Uber already. Therefore, you've already accepted what I'm telling you about. He literally does say that, right? So it's a fallacy, right? Just because people use Uber doesn't mean that I've opted in now to a total communist technocracy where all people's property is shared. I mean, by the way, wouldn't that include whitey tighties and underwear? I mean, if you're not going to have any property, you're not going to have underwear. You're going to have to share it. And so he says that post-industrial society will lead to communism by design and universal basic income back in 1981. This is way ahead of its time, and it literally talks about post-industrial society. Post-industrial, right? That's austerity. That's you going back to 1800s. That's you going back to Prairie, Little House on the Prairie. Don't go.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the 1800s. You're going to enjoy the 1800s. You live in the little house on the prairie. You will be churning the butter. You will be sewing the New Balance sneakers for yourself. It will be great. It will be great for the environment. You're going to live in Little House on the Prairie. You will have the greasy, oily Michael Landon out front in the Amish tank top. He will be chopping the wood for you to heat your house. After that, we will kill you.
It's going to be great living in Little House on the Prairie. I've always wanted to watch Michael Landon chopping wood outside. We're going to get those numbers down, and when we're able to sew our own New Balance sneakers, we're going to save my Earth.
Listen, that's not a joke. That is a joke, but it's not a joke. But it is a joke. And that's because that's actually what's in this piece about the post-industrial society and austerity being brought in by design after catastrophes. Oh, I wonder what catastrophes. This great reset is the perfect excuse for us to bring in the new world order. So what is this going to look like? What is this circular economy that we keep hearing about? And so I'm going to get into more of that from the Millennium Essay from Willis Harmon in this technocratic society, how predictive it was, especially for the CUFID era and for what we see in Operation Lockstep and what we see being rolled out right now post-Great Reset, or at least the initial phases of this. What have we seen in the last few weeks? Right? What did Alex cover all week long? Shutting off power grids, shutting off water, shutting down farms, factory farms, cows. You can't have your own cattle. You can't have your own food sources, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all by design because as Willis Harmon wrote, following the Stanford research plans from the 1970s, again following the Royal Society British Imperial Malthusian plan from decades prior to that, centuries prior to that, the post-industrial society, he says, begins with the idea of a universal welfare system based on some kind of token given out. That will be the central bank digital currency. The Bank for National Settlements will probably have some attempt at an international universal based income. It'll probably roll out through the tech companies, through, you know, Facebook and things like this. And it says that everybody will be on welfare because, again, remember, what did we see with the placing of the American Indians on welfare and then the black community on welfare? I'm not saying that there can't be a legitimate place for welfare or something like that. But the point is rather that even though these communities might have been due some aid for what they've gone through, the real reason that the government, the federal government and the Federal Reserve, et cetera, were putting people on these was not actually to help them, but was rather to control and enslave them. Now that model, and if you remember Alex way a long time ago, back in the day, he used to have Russell Means on. And Russell Means would always make this very point that the model that they use for the Native Americans is exactly the model that the New World Order will use for the entire world. He was way ahead of his time on that point. That was perfectly accurate. And again, the point is not that welfare is bad or that people shouldn't get assistance when they need it. The point is that the intention of giving everyone welfare in various communities and then expanding that to the world for a universal basic income is not so that you can lay around in your coon pod and have fun all day playing video games and sleeping with dragons in the metaverse. That's not what the purpose of it is. The purpose is control and enslavement. And he says everybody that buys into this is an extra person, extra people. Have you ever watched the BBC Nature series with David Attenborough and the many lectures and talks that he would give at all these globalist confabs over the last several decades?
Well, the extra people, what are we to do? Why, there's so many extra people. It makes me sick in my stomach. There's going to be some way in which we're able to crush and destroy all the extra people to get rid of them.
literally what's on the Georgia Guidestone. Okay, so again, we know this is a real plan. It even says extra people in here, okay, the extra people. He says the key to understand the future will be a needs-based economy, not an economy where you have sovereignty, where you have private property, where you have wealth, where you have independence, but a completely controlled, tracked, surveilled economy based around needs. Well, who decides what is the need? Oh, they do. You see, a centrally controlled technocratic society, a needs according to an austerity-based presupposition economy, you see. So the needs are determined on the basis of what the system says an individual needs. And by the way, they eventually say that you don't need to be here. You need to go, you see. It goes on to say that everyone who believes in an individual right in any sense whatsoever, whether you're a libertarian or whether you're just an independent anarchist or whether you're a Christian who believes that you're made in the image of God, so you have some individual identity, he says, everyone who believes in any kind of individual identity will be submerged in or submissive to the collective identity, right? Now, who decides what the collective identity? Oh, well, of course, the technocrats, you see. So this is the transition from rule by politics and so-called democracy, which we all know we don't really have democracy or anything like that, right? There's the front of elected leaders and so forth. There's the frontispiece of all that. But really, we've been, as Quigley, Dr. Quigley says for a long time, controlled by an oligarchical elite. He goes on to say that, no, in the future, you see, everything will be given on the basis of what the system determines that you need, and you will only have posterity if the system decides that you are allowed to have posterity because you're bad for the planet. Now, this is mind-boggling because this is everything that is in the National Socialist program, their agenda when it came to mass sterilizations, when it came to their philosophy. But now it's all just been rebranded as this sort of tech nerd liberalism, and it's all cool. It's all great, right? And he literally says it will be a collectivist austerity-based system. And he talks about, again, this is 1981, tiny houses, tiny living. You will work from home in the future, if you even have work. In 1981, that you would work from home was planned by technocrats in the 70s and 80s. He says that, and this is something you've heard Alex talk about a lot, which Willis Harmon says, he says that this is going to be more like the Middle Ages. Now, trad-minded people are like, oh, yeah, Bayes, trad, it's going to be Middle Ages. No. It's not Middle Ages where you have a feudal lord and you're a knight who, you know, dies for virtuous noble causes. No. This is Mark Zuckerberg is your feudal lord, and he's sitting over there with giant goblets and big chunks of steak, and you're eating kibble on his plantation, you see. It literally says that the Middle Ages and the idea of the feudal system is more accurately the type of system that they will bring in where you live on the, it's like the company town. So if you don't know about this in American history, there used to be company towns, and the corporation owned the mine and the town and your apartment, and you basically just rented everything that you needed, your gray underwear, your gray worker suit, your gray boots, your gray hat, everything's gray, right? Your gray bread. You just rent that from the company store, and you live on the company property. That's the medieval feudal model. Okay? Nothing to do with being dazed and trad and medieval. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the worst aspects of medieval feudalism, of monopoly capitalism, of socialism, of democracy. All of the worst aspects of all those is what is going into this future system. And he says that we will not have any religions. It will be a purely, quote, science-based system. Technocracy will be science-based. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jones Show. I want to remind you guys to head on over to the InfoWars store. I actually just bought several things in the past couple weeks, especially the nascent iodine. I've been taking that every day. I love it. Really great products over there. There's a lot of DVDs, a lot of t-shirts. So definitely support Alex in the InfoWars store and help us keep the fight going. Now, we were talking about Willis Harmon's Millennium essay, where he gets into the role of work itself changing in the future, because all of society will be revolutionized in the future. This is not revolution in some 1776 sense or some, liberal utopia sense. This is the revolution, which they call the final revolution, to bring in the total technocratic control. The same people behind this revolution are the same people who helped Hitler, Mao, and Stalin come to power. Now, not everything that those dictators did went along their plans. But at least insofar as they wanted big wars, Cold War, in that regard, the elite did get what they wanted. And that's what we find when we go deep into the writings of the elite in the 20th century. particularly in regard to the history of the British Empire, which I read quite a bit about. Now, before we get to that, though, I want to end what Willis Harmon was saying in the New Ethic. He says, just the same as what Klaus says. Remember in Klaus's book, we will need the grand narrative, the great narrative. We need a new story, a new narrative. Same thing Willis Harmon says in 1981. There will be a new ethic, a new story about what makes man virtuous or what makes man bad, good and bad. The new good and bad will be eco-ethics, ecological ethics. That's everything. They hinged everything on that. Go back to the First Global Revolution from the Club of Rome. It said that we will make humankind the key issue of pollution, not just toxic pollutants in the sense of chemicals, plastics, etc. That's all true. But also human beings are a pollutant. Humans and carbon, in that sense, as carbon is the base of life, those are the real pollutants in the world. They have to be depopulated. And the role of work, the role of everything will change based around, hinged around this linchpin of eco-ethics. But who says eco? What does that even mean? Eco-ethics. Who decides what's the proper number of human beings on the planet to balance out the so-called sustainability agendas? Well, of course, they do. The technocratic elite, they say, right? So, again, it's totally arbitrary, right? It's not actually justified. There's not a basis for why we should accept this system. It's a top-down authoritarian control, not based on logic. It's on logic. It's on what? Evolution, according to them, and a completely socially planned society that has evolved, according to them, from the individual to the collective. So, you see, they just say, oh, evolution proves it. Evolution is evolving from you having individual rights to clearly the technocratic collectivist system. And you are no longer an individual. You're a cell in a macro organism. You're a molecule in a larger system. So you have no identity at all apart from this arbitrary collective. Well, why should we hinge our identity on the collective? Maybe the collective is just made up of individuals. Maybe the individual is the starting point, right? I mean, why should we just assume that collective, the many, is prior to the one? Maybe the one is prior to the many. Maybe the many is prior to the one, right? I mean, I have my own views, which I think Orthodox Christianity helps solve that classic philosophical problem. But from these people who don't believe in ethics, who don't believe in metaphysics, don't believe in epistemology, I suppose they just believe in, quote, science or scientism, there's no reason or basis to prefer one over the other. There's no such thing as even individuals or collectives. Those don't have any real identity. They're just human social constructs. So you see that this is a totally arbitrary, unjustified, in a philosophical sense, system that is based around pure power politics and social engineering. Now, I was mentioning the origins of this philosophy, right? Now, hopefully we know about Malthusianism, and that's, of course, the so-called minister, Thomas Malthus, who looked at flies flying around in a jar and said, so the flies in the jar prove to me that there's limited resources. And so if we don't control the population in England within a generation or two, the whole country will collapse. So it was a fear-based narrative from Malthus back in his day. And then we get out of that the connection to the social Darwinian eugenics movement with the Galtons and the Huxleys and so forth. Those families all premised their ideology on the same idea of Malthusianism, intimately tied to social Darwinism, the idea that just whoever is in power has power because they are, in terms of biology, determined to have that power. And it doesn't matter how they got it. There is no ethic. There's no right or wrong. There's just power narratives, and there's just control, and there's just basically the worship of death. And that's essentially what the Darwinian paradigm amounts to. The worship of death, and therefore it's justified for the elite, in their view, to get rid of most people because they're just furthering the evolutionary mechanism itself. Because death is what propels the system in that worldview. Where does this weird idea come from? Because we know that it's clearly opposite anything remotely Christian, right? There's no place at all in whether you're Protestant, classically Protestant, Roman Catholic, Orthodox. There's not really any place at all for this idea of a death cult or a worship of death. I mean, everybody's theology in the West, at least loosely biblically based, believes that death is in some way overcome or the enemy or connected to the devil, right? So why would we have a death cult? Well, death cults are a return to ancient pagan animistic traditions or druidic traditions where the druids actually would worship death and believed in human sacrifice. That there was a need to placate Mother Earth. She craved blood, and if she didn't get blood, then she would wreak havoc in terms of storms and natural disasters. So it's like an ancient sort of superstitious pagan religion that they've revived under the guise of science. And Alex is 100% right when he says that many of the elite documents, UN documents, Arthur Koestler and others, actually said we need to bring back the ancient pagan idea of human sacrifice because they understood the balance of nature and sustainability. So whether the people at the top of the pyramid are outright Satanists and believe that they're offering blood sacrifices to Lucifer himself, or whether they're just naturalists and believe that this is part of the cyclical biological earth process, it doesn't really matter ultimately because it's the same idea, the same game plan that most people had to be gotten rid of because they're the extra people, the extra superfluous people. Absolutely superfluous. That's literally what he says. Harmon. Superfluous people. Where does this idea come from? Well, if you go back to the Reformation, and particularly after Henry VIII and all that debacle, what grew in English religion was more and more of an interest in not just Enlightenment ideas, but in what we could call Hermeticism. And the Elizabethan period in particular, if you look at most of the literature, especially the arts, right? So English lit and so forth. If you go into the history of John Donne, Ben Jonson, Edmund Spencer, even Shakespeare, you get this sort of pseudo-Christian stuff in the writings, which cloaks Hermetic ideas. And the Hermetic principles there are pushed very clearly, especially when you get into these weird esoteric documents like Edmund Spencer's Fairy Queen. Now, you might think, what does this have to do with what you're talking about? Well, when I was doing my grad work, I got pretty deep into Elizabethan literature because so much of that literature was impregnated with pseudo-Christian ideas that cloaked Hermeticism, alchemy, and occult ideas. And particularly in this case, what happened was Elizabeth said, I want you, Edmund, to write for me the great mythological story for the British Empire. So remember, she's the Virgin Queen, supposedly. She's has this image where she projected herself as a kind of state-run Virgin Mary, literally. The artwork and the propaganda at that time projected her as the Virgin Queen, as the Virgin Mary, but she's the state queen. She's not, it's a quasi-religious thing. And so she said, I want Virgil's Aeneid for the British Empire. And so she got Spencer, who was not really Christian, more of an esotericist, to write this hermetic alchemical allegory for the British Empire. Again, as a propaganda piece, what Virgil's Aeneid was for the Roman Empire, this is supposed to be for the British Empire. And it's this weird, massive, alchemical, hermetic allegory. It talks about transmigration of souls, which is reincarnation. It's very bizarre, right? It's not Christian. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the secrets of the Fairy Queen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Its own concocted story, its own history about itself to set itself off as a kind of pseudo-Christian yet hermetic empire that would ultimately establish the great civilization to bring the nations into a progressive future. That's literally even what was included back at the time of Spencer's Fairy Queen, that the idea was that the British Empire would civilize the whole world because it was the most evolved, the most elite, and so forth. Now, certainly, the British Empire had some positives and it had some negatives. I'm not trying to go too deep into the empire itself, but what happens eventually is that that occult esoteric ideology, as it drifted further and further away from its Christian roots in terms of Anglicanism and then whatever it is today, whatever, I don't know what religion we would call the British Empire today, maybe just outright Satanism, I don't know, but the further that it drifted away, the more it adopted principles that gave the appearance of being scientific, but we're not actually scientific. We're actually just another type of cult or religion. And I would give you, as proof of that, the history of the Royal Society, as detailed by the history of Freemasons, which is, there's a great book on this called Freemasonry and the Birth of Modern Science. And this is written by a guy who's part of that Royal Society Masonic structure. And the only reason I cite this book is because it's a history of the Royal Society in terms of their promotion of pragmatism, empiricism, and scientism, right? The ideas that foster evolution, rank materialism, and atheism across the world. We can thank the Royal Society for that for the last several centuries. And there's a method to this madness, though, is what I'm trying to say. There is an occult esoteric philosophy, which is based around the idea very similar to Hinduism. Interesting. So, you know, ancient Hindu thought, they had this idea of wheels of cyclical rebirths. And the aeons of evolution, right, which is what produced man. Man is just on this journey in the hierarchical scale of being to where he can evolve to nirvana, or he can be punished by being reincarnated as something lower. It's not by accident that the British Empire, when they made India a colony, utilized and appropriated a lot of these occult and esoteric pagan ideas from Hindu thought. They sort of brought that, especially the caste system, they brought that into a lot of their philosophy. And that's reflected in this Malthusian idea that the earth can only hold so many people. There's only so many resources. And so the answer to this is to get rid of most people. Obviously, this is from a demonic source. This notion is demonic because we know the enemy of mankind is Satan. So the best explanation for why this is such a consistent recurring pattern in history, and especially in the history of empires, is because it's a thought, an idea, a power behind human beings that pushes this idea, which is demonic. That's the best explanation. And that's why you see empires collapsing eventually. Now, there's a couple exceptions. The Byzantine Empire, it didn't fall into human sacrifice. It actually fell to Islam. But in terms of world pagan empires, they always fall into this trap because they're promoted by and fostered by the devil, I would say, right? And that doesn't just have to be empires. You can have the 20th century. We have the century of democide, right? It can be any kind of leader. But when you get these leaders who want to kill everyone because they've gone psychotic and insane, the problem is more than just human. It's something more than that. It's something not just psychopathy, not just psychology. It's the demonic. And that's the key point I want to make here. And so the British Empire eventually did cave over time more and more to these occult, satanic, and secular philosophies, which in my view are really the root of all the problems, right? I'm not saying the British Empire runs everything, right? They caved to the Pax Americana. But it's not by accident that you have all those British spies who co-opted the United States Empire back into that British imperial model. That's what the Council on Foreign Relations is. That's what the Trilateral Commission is. That's what the steering committees are, based on that British imperial model. And that's what Quigley's whole book is about, especially the Anglo-American establishment. That's why in the 60s and 70s you had the American establishment at the level of its top thinkers, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, right, these people adopting the Malthusian model of the British Empire, which they had had in place for centuries. And they have that because they have completely abandoned any semblance of Christianity, Orthodox Christianity, at all, whatsoever. In fact, all of that that goes by the name of, quote, Anglicanism for the most part in England is really just a front for the British power structure, British intelligence, and so forth. And I wanted to point out that there's just this week reading, again, Wall Street and the Bull Street Revolution by Dr. Anthony Sutton, the classic economic text, which gets into who really fostered the Soviet Empire, who really got it going. There's this great page on page 95 where he says that at the time of 1917, right before the Bolsheviks, the British Empire ended up submitting to Lord Milner, part of that Royal Society, Royal Institute for National Affairs, Fabian Circle. They fell to Fabianism. Lord Milner, through a couple key placed agents and compromised individuals, was able to convince the Lloyd George government to support the Bolsheviks. And why was this? Because it wasn't just Lord Milner. It was also very wealthy people in America, especially J.P. Morgan and other front companies and corporations, that wanted Russia to fall so that eventually those corporations could come in and buy it up. You probably all heard of the John Perkins book, right, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That model is just an older model repurposed, right, in a corporate way nowadays. But back at this time, the corporations and the banks were doing this at the turn of the century. And so that was the real reason And there's actually the secret agents of Sir Basil Zaharoff, with the knowledge of Lloyd George, were able to compromise and get the British parliament and governmental structure to support the Bolsheviks, because these elites were Fabian socialists. And this goes back to Cecil Rhodes and John Ruskin, who wanted to create a Fabian socialist world government. This is why it's so important to read Bertrand Russell and to read H.G. Wells, because they were in the circles of the Fabian socialists, George Bernard Shaw, all of these people. And some of Shaw even talks about Satanism openly, right? So there are people in these circles who actually were explicitly satanic. Whether they're all Satanists, I don't know about that, but many of these elites did have secret society connections. Especially Cecil Rhodes created his own personal secret society for this end goal of doing what we're talking about here. And not only that, I just got in the mail a rare book, which I couldn't believe I got a hold of, but this is the memoirs of a British agent, right? A famous British spy, R.H. Bruce Lockhart. And in his memoirs, he writes about how the Bolshevik Revolution was run by England. I mean, who propagandized Russia with communism, right? Who was behind this? Well, a lot of people think, oh, you know, Marx did it, and he had the support of Engels. Yeah, but who was Engels? Engels was a wealthy British stock owner. And so there was an explicit desire on the part of Western elites and power structure to foster revolutions, and especially Marxism, socialism, and communism in other countries to destroy the existing order. And then they could come in, buy things up, and reorganize everything, and then put future generations into debt, Quigley says, in those countries. And by the way, it's not just Bolshevism. The same people, the same money, the same power structure, guess what? They funded National Socialism as well. So don't get caught up in the geopolitical false left-right and thinking, they funded the elites. They only fund communism. No, they fund any of these things. Right. And so remember, what we're going into in this Great Reset, it does have an occult root in terms of hermeticism, alchemy, especially what we read about in, for example, Edmund Spencer's Fairy Queen. It does have roots in social Darwinism, elements of Hinduism, elements of British Freemasonry play a role in all this. And the desire is to not just construct a world government. Every empire ever has had the goal of a world government. This is a new kind of world government, where the human beings are essentially nodes in a giant battery or a giant computer system. And you'll be locked into a global brain if you're allowed to live after 90% of everybody else has been killed. That's the real goal. And they all say this. And it's just amazing to go back into British spy, writings and people doing their memoirs and saying, of course, I learned that our own elites was the one supporting the Bolsheviks. Guess what? The same thing that McCarthy eventually figures out. Hey, it's not the people in Moscow. It's the American wealthy elites that are promoting communism and Sovietism and fascism and all of these horrible systems, right? It's the wealthiest people that push those things by design. If you want to get my books, go to jasonanalysis.com and you can get in the shop my new book, my new 600-page book, Essays on Theology and Philosophy, The Infamous Red.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.